Jason, what do you see when you look at Geno Smith?
I see a guy with tremendous athletic ability. He has a strong arm. He's like a lot of young quarterbacks in that there's times where the game moves real slow for him and there's times where it moves fast. So I hope we can make it move fast. But he can make all the throws. He moves well enough. He's got the skills and things to be a good player. It takes a lot of snaps, both in college. You can take your college snaps as a starter and the NFL to be able to come to get the timing and to be able to come confidence. I mean, you can see it. That's why you get the up and down swings in young quarterbacks. But he's got all the ability in the world and all the skills to be successful.
Dennis had mentioned yesterday that you guys can kind of maybe confuse him and create a takeaway. That would obviously be a bonus. Is he a guy that you feel like can be baited, you know, like maybe with some looks to confuse him?
Our biggest thing is when we do what we're supposed to do, we have enough looks to confuse most of them. Okay. And for us, when we've done our job and not worried about anything and aligned and challenged and taking care of business, especially on third downs, we've played pretty well on defense.
Were the third down issues at the end of Tennessee as opposed to the end of the Dallas game similar problems or different ones?
What we need to do on those third downs is do our job. We need to tackle the guy with the ball. A lot of the things that I talk about up here all the time were what hurt us. And really, if you look at the second halves of those games, those third downs, that's what we have to do. We have, on most of those third downs, we have two, maybe three players in position to make tackles. We've got to make those tackles. And that's the biggest difference, because if you allow people to stay on the field, then they can get more yards within first and second downs. We got to do a better job of getting them off the field. And it's not a matter of calls or anything. It's a matter of making the plays and not worrying about anything and just applying our rules of the call. And we've done that very well for the most part of the year. When you play the real good ones, the real good quarterbacks and the real good players, you can't give them that many opportunities. And so we've learned from that, and we've been emphasizing that for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. How much is this slightly longer week giving you opportunity to, get back to basics, advance yourself, get healthy? What's it done?
Well, it's mostly the third thing that you said. At this point in the year, the NFL's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's what these guys do is really amazing, what they put their bodies through week in and week out, the amount of contact, the amount of pounding, the amount of collisions that these men put themselves through. You couldn't even add up the amount of just pressure on every part of your body, your joints, everything. The time off is what they need at certain parts in the year. And, what I love about this defense is how hard they battle. And that's why you see them sometimes they're throwing everything they have at them, and two guys might miss and the third guy get them down. But you like that about our guys because they play. And they learn from their mistakes and they play. So the time off has been good just for them to rest and for us to look at what each guy does well so we can continue to put each player in his best position to be successful. That's our job.
How does Tyvon look after all his time off, and how much can you expect out of him?
I think he's done well. His retention is very good, which is great. You know, he's one of the few guys in his second year in the system here. But his retention's been good. His angles have been pretty good for 2 days. And we like where he's going. He's a little better today than yesterday. So that's where he is.
You know, Jason, it seems like it was a bittersweet compliment that I heard from some of the players. They said our coaches have put us in the right position, get us in the right place, and we just haven't made the tackle. Which tells me that you're getting coached up, but there's the fundamental thing that seems to make it the moot point after a while if you can't tackle. I mean, is there what's the process for making them better tacklers?
Well, one is your ability to get your body in the correct position at all times and know where your help is on angles. Two is, like we said, as you want to make sure that you limit the offense's opportunities as much as you can. Because the more you're on the field, the more chance there is to miss a tackle. And really missed tackles, if you're on the correct angle to where you know where your help is, they don't – you just – the next guy's going to get them. It's when you are out of your angle or you look slightly in the wrong spot and then you overran it and now your help can't help you. That's where the problems are. The biggest things in teaching tackling is body position. I'm on them all the time. You guys have asked questions before, but I'm on them all the time about your hips down and your eyes up. As you wear, as you fatigue, guess what happens to your hips? Everybody says get low. It's not get low. It's get your hips down. Because your hips down puts power into through all your muscles so that you can control your body. And as you get in those positions, or you're slightly out of whack with what you're looking at, oh, I'm over here, now you're higher, and then you miss. So the biggest thing is body control at the point of attack, knowing where your help is, and you have to drill it all the time. And where you get at this point of the year, that's why you see this happen more at this point in time in the NFL or any level in football, is because the guys' bodies are worn, they aren't able to get as low. So you need your hips down and eyes up at all points in time. We've been on it all day in practice. And then the other thing that goes this part of year sometimes is the guys, their bodies are killing them, so they don't use their hands as well. Everything's about getting your hands on a man, getting extension, and getting off a block. That's how you play. It doesn't matter how many guys you rush. It doesn't matter what your scheme is. Get your hands on a guy and get off a block. That's your job. So that's what we've been doing in this week.
What have you missed without Tyvon?
Tyvon is one of the sure tacklers. He gets his hips down, his eyes up, and he's a sure tackling player. And he's physical, and he's powerful, and he loves contact. So that's what he brings to the table, and you can always use some more guys like that.
You guys have done a nice job with the scheme and running the ball, but you're not one of the biggest or most physically strong defenses. You know, say, is there, are times like last week that's going to hurt you, or you just can't overcome that sometimes this year?
I think this. Leverage, hands, extension. Okay, there's going to be times where in this league you're playing somebody better than you. There's going to be times where you're playing somebody equal to you. There's going to be playing times where you're playing some guys that you might have an advantage on. You got to know your matchup. You got to be a professional, and you got to understand that. So if there's a guy that may be slightly better than you in the run or the pass game, you better make sure your hands are right. As you fatigue, that stuff goes away. We got to make sure that we are mentally tough enough to not allow that to happen. Some is getting off the field when we can control it. This game coming up is a big one. They're a good running football team. If you let them stay on the field, they're good, or break runs. So there's going to be physical mismatches in this game, but it's about your mindset, because what's great about this game is it's 11-on-11. So there's going to be a time where you may not be perfect under down, but those other 10 are, and they help you, and then you got to learn. So that's what we have to do better, is playing within the scheme later in the game when you are, when you're spent, and it's hard to do. But that's what the great ones do. They set their mind and they go, not this play. I'm making this play. I don't care how much. He got 40 pounds on me. I'm going to set the edge. I'm going to get that done. And we can, and we have done that to finish games this year. And we have some times that we need to learn from where we continue to learn and finish those games. You know, the great part about that comment from the players is this staff and this group of players, we work together pretty well. We've solved a lot of problems already. And now it's continuing to do that at those critical points. And that's what you learn when you're building something. That's what I'm excited about. And that's what you hear in the players when you say it's bittersweet. But that's what you hear. And that's what we like about this group. This is how you – it's hard. This is how you turn things. It happens this way first before you just go poof and start winning games. If there's a magical potion, believe me, I'm a chemist, I'd make it. There isn't any. Okay? There isn't any. You got to grind through this, and you got to learn, and you got to say, I'm not having that happen to me anymore.
So how close are you to winning now, you know, that you've gotten this far? And is it a product of, you know, when, say, these guys get fatigued in a game, if you had more guys like Seahawks, you know, they just keep throwing waves at you. Do you need more guys so you go beyond 11, 14 guys? Do you know what I mean?
Well, every team is built different. And it's our job as a staff, and I think it's one of our strengths, And that's to see what people can do and use them for that. So we do, you guys see us roll our guys on defense to the best of our ability. We will activate different players and to try to give them advantages in those situations and roll them. I mean, ideally, the guys up there in that example, Dan Quinn and I, their defensive coordinator and I, both started at the 49ers, both were hired by Coach Walsh and Coach Mariucci, and we sat in a room together. And he was on defense and I was on offense, and we just sat in a room and we said, the more pass rushers you have, the better you are. Yeah. Okay, so you'd love to have those things. But they do a good job of using their personnel as well. So what you got to do in this is, this is your group. Okay, what can they do? Now let's use them for what they can do and make sure that they, in those situations, do their job. It's you're watching this team learn how not to go three and out on offense and go three and out on defense. We're real high in the league. I don't know what the ranking is right now on three and outs on defense. We're pretty good at that stat. But we got to get better at, okay, they get a first down, so what? All right, now let's take care of the next third down. Okay, and then offensively, how do we continue to stay on the field at those critical points in time? And your team learns how to do that, learns how to focus.